This talk is from GreatCatholicHomilies.com.
We come to celebrate our Easter joy together. This gospel passage for the Easter Mass is maybe a little bit strange, because Jesus is not there. There are three people who are in the gospel: Mary Magdalene, the Apostle Peter, and his friend John. And the story is about them and what they're saying and doing. And what about the three who came to the tomb looking for Jesus? Maybe there's something there for us. We come here looking for Jesus. But Mary Magdalene, when she's there at the tomb, she feels a loss. First of all, Jesus is dead. It's definite. And secondly, she thinks they even stole his body. So a terrible feeling of loss. Peter's confused. He's there, and what's going on? He sees some towels or wrapping sheets. What has happened? What's going on now? He's confused. And we're told that John has been standing looking, and now he comes in, and he believes. Maybe something is happening. But the gospel goes on to finish the little passage. But they didn't understand. One felt lost, the other felt confused, the third one believed, but they all didn't understand. Now, it's one thing to see, to have evidence before our eyes. But it's another thing to believe. And to believe is not to see. But then, believe is not to necessarily to understand. As the gospel says, John believed, but he didn't, the three of them yet didn't understand. So I guess to believe is not necessarily to understand what we believe. Do we accept in our sure way, we accept only what we see ourselves? Otherwise, it's all gossip or hearsay, or we don't know. We accept only what we see. But that's not enough. If we accept only what we see, what about what we don't see? What about black holes? Scientists tell us they're places that the light is absorbed, and you can't see anything. What about antimatter that scientists say is out there? Besides all the material things you see, there's antimatter at the same time. Kids can see a computer, and they know what tricks to play, how to get the thing going, how to get stuff. But do they understand cyberspace? Where is all that information? In that box? What about iPods? They know how to use them. Do they understand how it works? We see people in our lives, and we have to trust them. We have to believe in them. We love them. Do we have great evidence for it? Babies love their parents. Parents love their kids when they're born. They haven't done anything yet. We need to believe in people. But even if we believe in them, our own family, do we understand them? Hey, I don't understand myself most of the time. How do I understand what you're like? Why you're the person that you are? Why you care for me? But we live in a secular age, in a material age, that maybe we don't believe in spiritual things because we can't see them. We are cynical. We demand proof. We figure in society, our social structure, that, well, religion, if you want to believe something, that, but it's a non-religious society these days. And we say religion belongs in some closet somewhere. That's your personal thing. Don't bother anybody else with it. We accept only what we see. Our society says God probably doesn't exist. And if he does, he doesn't matter. Because what matters is matter. The 120 elements, lead, oxygen, stuff like that, those are things that matter. But God is spirit. God is not matter. But he matters. Just the same. But we think that what matters is our own personal fulfillment. That's the thing that we're concerned about. Other things don't matter. And Easter is a slap in the face of society. It says God does matter, but God is spirit. God does exist. Miracles do exist. There is purpose, there's reason at work. There are spiritual forces at work. And faith matters, because when there's faith, then there's hope. Without faith, there is no hope. There's just what's here in a terrorist age. There's hatred, there's failure, there's weakness, there's poverty. That's what we see. But faith gives us hope, gives us the ability to love, even though things are tough. And with faith we can have real joy, not just a quick fix of some kind. We come to church on the first day of the week, in the morning. And we come looking for Christ, like Mary Magdalene, like Peter, like John. They came looking for Christ. We come looking. And our prayer is that may we, on this morning of the first day of the week, that we may find God showing us something, that we may find hope, that we may find something to believe, that we may find a little more understanding of what this whole darn world is about. We join Mary, Peter, and John as we come to look for Christ.
Hear more talks like these at greatcatholichomilies.com.